Anchorage has cleared the way for Alaska's first large-scale marijuana convention this weekend, but not without strings attached. As KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, while the city's assembly voted to allow marijuana on site, it still can't be consumed.
The assembly voted unanimously to allow vendors to display marijuana at this weekend's Northwest Cannabis Classic Expo in the Denina Center. Corey Ray is with Pacific Sun West, the promotion company organizing the event, and says having actual plants and product is important for educating attendees.
To show people what clones are, to show people what a plant in harvest looks like. A lot of the demonstrations, a lot of the workshops, they actually have to have the flowers. So we've got trimming and manicuring workshops, and it's hard to sit there and trim and manicure a bud with no bud. You're effectively cutting space.
It's the biggest event for the burgeoning marijuana industry, held in a public building, and raised new questions and concerns for the municipality. Ray and his business partner bought an insurance policy for coverage, but until Monday's action, it was unclear to what degree marijuana would be present, if at all. Assemblymember Patrick Flynn pushed for a designated smoking area on the patio.
It's a little naive, I think, that we can't provide any venue whatsoever for consumption. And I'm trying to create a very narrowly crafted, personal use facility on the grounds that is private and out of sight of minors, and therefore appropriate.
But the rest of the assembly didn't agree, in part because of concerns raised by City Attorney Dennis Wheeler, who worries that vague statutes could open the municipality up to legal liability if something goes wrong.
I will remind the body that a gentleman fell to his death from the escalator, and one of the allegations is whether or not he was over-served, i.e. he over-consumed, and I really do not want to, at this point, early in the process of developing how we're going to regulate marijuana, to take on that risk.
A similar event scheduled for April in the Egan Center was canceled after the mayor's office banned displays of marijuana in buildings owned by the city. Ray says this weekend's Northwest Cannabis Classic is slated to bring more than $100,000 into the city. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.